Hi guys, and welcome to, whoa, it's been a while. I don't know what installation this is, and I'm already pretty insensible. Well, no, I'm not. But yeah, Growl's got that good kush part tree? Tray? Tres? Anyone? I don't know if anyone's keeping track of this. Selling daylight for gasoline. Okay, yeah, I've got music going. Thank God for Bluetooth speakers, right? Okay, I'm gonna bring that bitch closer to me and I'm gonna put my phone over here.
Just wanna be alone and watch as you all just disappear. I don't know how to sing like him. Oh no! Alone and watch. Why can't we be alone and watch?
So, I don't know how to put my phone. I don't know where to put my phone. So currently hitting my bong for like the first time in a really long time. It's been a few weeks. It missed me. I know it did. It's a she. Her name's Ultra. She's very pretty. She's got a lot of bracelets. Cause I'm that kind of extra ass bitch that fucking names her fucking pieces and, you know, gives them bracelets and shit. But I mean, I think you could have already assumed that, cause I'm an extra ass bitch that dresses my dog. So I'm gonna finish this, or I'm gonna tell you guys about the past few days, cause I've actually been having like a pretty good few days. And I kind of just want to share the good vibes with everyone, cause that's the type of person I am. I like to share, even though I'm like a greedy ass bitch in some respects. Actually, let's count the ways in which I am a greedy ass bitch. You know what? My fucking username should be greedy little bitch instead of growly little bitch, cause that's me. Ha. Okay. Food and sex and sleep. I am very greedy, but you know everything else is like really cool. Like every time I see something pretty, I like to take pictures and send it to like my friends and stuff because I love them. And every time I see something beautiful, I want to share with them because you know, it's beautiful. Beautiful things are meant to be shared. Wonderful things are meant to be shared. Good things are meant to be shared. And that's just like I've had a really good few days, you guys. But again, I'm going to finish this, and or I'm gonna take another hit, and then I'm gonna tell you guys about it. So stay tuned. I don't know if you can hear me, actually, or even my music, cause I fucking open window, very loud open window, literally loudest street ever. It's not literally, but you know, you get what I mean. California, literally, you know, like, oh my God, it's really, really loud, basically. Very self-conscious when I talk stone, so I don't know if you guys notice that, but you did. You totally did. Always clear the chamber. Don't be a fucking pussy. Oh no, God, that's so shamey. No, or don't clear the chamber. You know, just be cool. Be cool when you smoke. I ran out of hemp wick like a while ago, and so I'm just using a lighter now. And I'm such a first world problem. I ran out of hemp wick. I don't like smoking that much anymore. But I'm too lazy to fucking go to my local smoke shop and get more, cause they sell it for like $1.25, and it's like a couple. I don't know how long it is. I don't know, but you can wrap it around a lighter more than a few times. And I don't know why I've just not been wanting to get it. I think cause it's a walk. It's not that long of a walk. Like if I, you know what? I'm gonna go. I just convinced myself to go. I don't know why I've been putting it off. Holding my phone again. Or my phone's on my knee. I got my knees crossed, and I'm just sitting on my bed, like a lady. No, I'm just kidding. I am the furthest thing from a fucking lady, as many of you very well know. Oh, nervous laughter. Okay, I don't know why I decided to sound like something else. I mumbled that part too. Way to go, girls. Way to fucking go. Okay, so oh God, my phone's just like, shaking on my leg and stuff. Broken bells, you guys. The shins, broken bells. I love music. I'm feeling really good right now. And I have to get up super early tomorrow. So I'm gonna upload this, post it, and then just, ugh, poop out. Oh, I don't wanna be up early tomorrow. Okay, so Saturday I went with Marvel's The Light of My Life. I love her. She is everything to me. We went to a neighboring county. No one judged my 21 Pilots, okay? I just wanna stay in the sun where I'm fine. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my... Okay. So, Saturday, we went, like, about an hour. We went out to shop, and I was helping her shop. And she was just like, I'm sorry I'm making you go to a million stars. And I'm like, bitch, I'll have so many times. It was great. And the day before, actually, I recorded a questionnaire, and she had texted me, and she was like, you want to go out dancing tomorrow? And that was the day. So, actually, I posted that a few days ago. All these questions are for real, like, who would you live for, who would you die for, and would you ever kill? Oh, oh, oh. Okay. So, we went shopping. She bought me lunch and coffee. Well, mine was tea, but, yeah. But, you know, caffeine. She provided caffeine. And she bought us dinner, and it was great. Holla for coupons, you guys. Fucking holla. I did not have to suck dick for Chipotle this time. I'm just kidding. I've never sucked dick for Chipotle. Chipotle. But, you know, I have a list of foods that it is okay to suck dick for. And Chipotle's on that list. It is. Along with Starburst, fresh fruit, cotton candy grapes. Actually, frozen grapes, too. I think I might have put, like, tacos on there, too. I don't know, but these are all foods that I'm willing to suck dick for. Just like I'm willing to suck dick for Yeezys, I'm willing to suck dick for Chipotle. Sofrito specifically. If you bring me carnitas, I will end you. I'm low on meat this year, so feeling good about that. Anyways, so we were just sticking around at her house, and she brought me back home. I got my crab, and I like got ready and everything. She picked me up, and her girlfriend came with us. And I love her girlfriend. She's amazing. I wish I could, like, talk to her more, but I don't know how to do that because I'm an awkward person. as evidenced by my nervous giggles every 2 seconds. So that's what I sound like. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my... I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help. Oh no, I dropped my speaker. Ah! Okay, it's good now, I think. Okay. So, my makeup was crap because I just, ladies out there, you guys, you know, it was just not happening. So I just did like simple wing liner and fucking red lip because the go-to. And we ended up picking up, high school friend of hers, and I guess he's more of an acquaintance to me. And the last time we'd actually like interacted was our AP English class in fucking 11th grade, so it was cool to catch up, and it was great. The music was okay, the music was fucking terrible. Okay, it's WeHo. Like, where was the Gaga? Where was TLC? Where the fuck was Kanye? Okay, where was Rihanna? Everything was terrible. It was like shitty EDM remixes, and like, no offense to anyone that likes EDM. That likes mostly electronic music. I like EDM too. Like, I fucking, oh my god. But these remixes were, like, so bad. Like, just, they were so fucking terrible. It, like, it hurt me how, and then someone played, and then the DJ played, like, this really horrible remix of Fade, you know, Kanye West. And your girl fucking loves Yeezy. She does. I am a fucking, a Kanye stan. Yeah, I'll fucking, yeah. And I just, speaking of scrubs, this is a no scrubs, cover by Kappa featuring John Santana. It's alright. It's just so terrible. But you know, of course I was still dropping like it was hot because apparently I'm stuck in 2007. I still think that's relevant slang. So we had a lot of fun. And we had such an emotional drunk talk on the way back. Well, not emotional, but we were like opening up with each other and like talking, and it was great. And we texted, and it was great. Oh no, my sister messaged me and I can't see what it is unless I fucking close my music, and I don't want to do that. So that was great. We texted until 4 in the morning, and the next day I did some early morning religious stuff with my papa, because I like to keep my dad happy every now and then, and if going to church with him occasionally does that, it's not that bad. I am not a Catholic, though. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I am a practicing pagan. So, you know, hiking is kind of like my form of worship. Picking up trash is kind of my form of worship, you know? That's my prayers. But I mean, I kind of just like meditate and chill out and look at the fucking stained glass windows. So it's not too bad. And I had a really good breakfast. And because after that, it was like 8 a.m. or something. Oh, no, I walked my dog afterwards. I remember that. I walked him, and it was a really long, decent walk, and I was so annoyed, because I was like, it's like, you know that I'm tired. You know that I'm tired, and you want to walk long. Like, this past week, you've been like, no, fuck that, I don't want to walk, we're just gonna poop, pee, and that's it. Fuck that. No, today's the day you fucking decided, okay, today the day that I wanted to just pass the fuck out the second I got home. I see how it is, Hachi, I see how it is. So I had a really, I actually felt better like the longer I went on the walk, because I was like, man, everything's so fucking beautiful. And it was, there was a moment when I was coming down the street, and like the clouds parted, and the sun was hitting the mountains, and the clouds, there were some low hanging clouds that, and it, I don't know how to describe it, like cotton off a mountain. I don't know. It just look, you know how cotton looks when you pick it apart? That's kind of what the clouds look like, but you know, darker and grayer. And so it was like really cool, and then there was some relatively new white clouds, and it looked amazing, and I felt good about being up, because I got to see that, and my dog behaved himself relatively well, so it was really good. He did not behave himself well at all today. He was a total fucking crackhead. It was very frustrating. Live as the martyrs you pretend to, close your eyes, don't breathe in. Okay, another hit. And that was my Sunday. Okay, and I'm gonna tell you about my today, which I was so fucking great. I cannot get over it. And the valley girl and my fucking voice cannot, it's gone. It's staying there, you guys. The higher I get, it's just staying there. Okay, with every hit, it's being cemented. So I'm so sorry, but I had like the best day ever, and I just can't get over it. It's amazing. Whoa, save yourself, don't ever look back. Both spin around in circles. Oh, whoa. Pierceville, you guys, misadventures. I don't know if little Mako is gonna listen to this. I think she will if I put the Pierceville tag, so I will. Hi, Mako. Again, with adventures, Pierce the Veil. I love Pierce the Veil. I actually have a Pierce the Veil bracelet on my bong. Also a couple other ones. Anyways. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you about my today after I take the sip. Oh my god. I feel a little shame every time I cough afterwards. But as long as I don't cough during, I'm okay with it. Oh, there's nothing in there. Oh, no, my cat died. Which one's this one? Okay, this one's Moros. And then this one's Padme. This one's not mine. This is my sister's. And that's hers. And this one's Buttercup, I think. And then this one is... Oh, fuck me up the ass. What the fuck did I name this one? And I said, hey... It's on your mind. I think about my life without you and I start to cry. And I said, hey, it's alright. We'll make it, I love you and I'll never leave your side. Oh. I sing a lot better in the shower, as I'm sure a great many of you do, you know, because the acoustics and you can be yourself and free and everything. Every time I hear myself sing now, I'm just like, man, used to have training, you know, what happened? So, singing lessons are a thing this year. Very excited about this year. Very excited for the potential of personal growth, because if I think about the state of the country, it just freaks me out a little too much, and I just, I don't want to fucking cry myself to sleep tonight, you guys, so I'm not gonna think about it.
Circles!
Right, so Pierce Field, Misadventures, great album, you guys should listen to it. I think it's more easy to listen to, like, for someone that doesn't normally like post-hardcore, or doesn't normally listen to this type of shit. Like, I think this is a pretty easy album to start with. Some of them can be, like, not polarizing, but, like, heavier or anything, or just not a real cup of tea. And since apparently I listen to music that's, you know, at minimum 6 years old, I'm listening to LaRue now, so. I was really stoned when I thought of this, and I was like, isn't a Rue a type of sauce? So, anyone? This bitch call herself the sauce. I need someone to answer that for me, please. Comment me, DM me, please. This is something that's gonna haunt me at night, okay? I am DJ, just another fun thing. Another little snippet into my life. I am DJ every time I am inside Marble's car, which is pretty often. And then I put this on the freeway playlist because we had to drive for a cool minute. And it's just great going just like 80 miles per hour, blasting this song and screaming at the top of our lungs. It's singing, but you know, screaming basically, top of our lungs. I love her. I love spending time with her, you guys. I really, really love my best friend. And I hope that she listens to this, and I hope she's just like, bitch. Or she's gonna be like, bitch, stop telling the world you're in love with me. I don't know you. Okay, so my today. I gotta take care of this, of my mother's friend's grandson? Yeah. Okay. Because kids didn't have school today, and I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And sometimes, okay. So I'm kind of in like the firm no children ever camp, but sometimes I'm just like, maybe in like 10 years you might want a kid, you know? And then I spend a day with a kid, like a full day with a kid, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm more than fine. Thank you. I'm good for the year. I'm a babysitter by trade, one of the many things that I do. And I'm taking care of infants up to like teenagers. So I like the whole spectrum of childhood, adolescence, and all that. So I'm just like, you know what? I think it's enough that you take care of other people's kids. You don't need one of your. And this kid's a sweetheart, and he's just so adorable. And we went to like a zoo. It's not a zoo. It was like a wild pet rehab center, is what it was. And it was quite of a drive. It was like a while. It was a bit of a drive, so that was nice too. I was like, not like pretty long drives. And I came home and I ate some really good food. And my walk was fucking terrible. My night, like my dusk walk with my dog was just fucking terrible. I don't know what the hell was up with my dog. I think he snorted some coke along with his kibble. I don't know. Because he just, he's really energetic. Okay, so he's a beagle chihuahua. And let me put the volume down. I realize that you guys might not be able to hear me. Okay. Oh my god. I captured on audio my fucking bong tipping over. No. That bowl was still pretty full and it dropped and so did a bunch of bong. I fucking hate myself so much right now. I gotta put this phone down real quick.
Okay, so where did. Ah, oh, fuck. Me up the ass. And he turns like tricks. Fuck.
Okay, well, the damage is. I can't believe this didn't break. Okay, holla for it not breaking. I thought it would for sure. But the bowl spilled and so did a lot of water. So that side of the room is gonna smell like pond water for a while, so that's fun. Be responsible when you smoke, kids. Don't be me. Don't be a dumbass. A clumsy dumbass. Okay, well, since I didn't finish that, I'm packing another one. And so, my dog seems to have, you know, taken some sort of stimulant before walking because he was very, very... not energetic. He was just unruly. And sometimes he gets like that, so... but I was just... I was kind of tired. Because, you know, being taking care of a dog, they drain you. And we went to a park afterwards. It was awesome. Great day. Had a really good lunch. I had chicken tacos. Really good.
And I found myself from under to keep you far away from me.
I'm gonna get more weed and I will come back to this. I will. I don't know. Fucking Tessa Sula. God, I really hope. If you fucking listen to this, I realize how easily I get derailed. Okay, so we can never do a questionnaire because this is too much. But you know what? This is probably gonna be too good. That's enough time.
So my dog, you know, was on one, to use the colloquial term, and it's really frustrating because usually he's pretty good about walking and he doesn't, he kept trying to fight dogs that were in their own backyard. So I was just like, the disrespect, Hotch, first off, that's just so rude. I taught you better than this. I know I did. You are my son. I know you have manners. And so that was really, really frustrating.
He says, oh baby, begging you to save me. Well, lately I like them crazy. Ooh, baby, you could devastate me. Alright. And then we got to this semi, it's not a great street, if I'm being honest. They have a curfew and everything, and it's, and there's, like, a lot of known gang activity there. And I saw some shady-looking people. And I was, like, a teensy bit stoned. And this is the first time I've gone high in, like, couple weeks, so you know. Whew, mind blown. And I was like, I don't know if I'm being paranoid because of the weed, or maybe I should listen to my dog, because he like turned around once we like got 50 feet down. And I was like, ah, fuck. And I was like, no, I need to, like, we need to walk. So I tugged his leash, and he walked for a few feet and then he stopped and he kept turning around. And I was like, okay, but we're gonna go through another little street and we're still gonna walk a lot. Like, I had this whole, this, I like reconfigured our walking room. And then I dropped my phone. To anyone listening, you know how horribly clumsy I am. And that's a problem. I'm working on it. And then when I found out, we turned down this little street, we came back out to like on the path to a main street, and to my shock and dismay, the fucking street was, like, corridored off. The entire fucking street was corridored off all the way down. This is a pretty big street. It was blocked off because they were doing road maintenance, and I'm like, God damn it. And then the closer we got to home, the more my dog just freaked, and he was, like, jumping in circles and everything, and I'm just like, what the hell? And by the time we got to my front gate, I was just like, okay, come on, we're fuck this, we're going inside. And I tried to, my dog's really weird and he doesn't like it when I smoke, which is understandable given how fucking clumsy and terrible I am. And, you know, long-winded. That's long-winded. Okay, you bitches can say I'm long-winded. I know I am. And by you bitches, I mean you wonderful people. So I came upstairs and I just, so I locked him out because I wanted to smoke a little more. And he snuck back in twice. And he just looks so sad. Like, oh God, I hate it when he does this. When he just looks, oh, he gives me these, like, oh God, this dog makes me feel so much fucking guilt. I sound so. Oh my god. Owning a dog. No one told me owning a dog would be like this. God, I love him. He's so. Oh my god, he's such a terrible little rat. I love you, Hachi. I love you. I have a lot of nicknames for my dog. They're really embarrassing. I can't like sh I can't call him that in public. I mean, I still do though, because I don't care. Love me. You sleep on my fucking blankets like that? Don't disrespect me like this, Hodge. Disrespect I take for my own fucking pet. And so finally I was like, oh my god, you know, fuck this. I'm clearly I'm not gonna smoke, so I'm just gonna do some yoga and just let the dog stay in here. And being the adorable little bastard that he is, he like, when I was in a few like downward facing positions, he would come and he would try to jump onto like my leg so he could sit on me so I could hug him. I was like, aw. And then like when I finished, he like went on he went on my chair and he was just like, I know you're mad at me. And I'm like, I have a right to be mad. You have been terrible today. No, we had a pretty good morning walk though, so it wasn't too bad. I did overdress though, and I was a little too warm by the end of it. So, and that was my weekend. And I hope you, or past few days, so hope you guys enjoyed.